Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, is off sick today. So JJ joins us to shine a spotlight on our Beachmere veterans, to give them recognition and to say thank you. Good morning, JJ.
Hi, Debbie. Last Monday, 18th of August, the Beachmere community gathered to mark Vietnam Veterans Day. Earlier that morning, Karen had taken some residents for a history walk, and their first stop was the Beachmere Memorial. They paused there together, reflecting on the names engraved on the wall, especially those who'd served in Vietnam, a conflict that ended 50 years ago. They found themselves talking about the men or names they knew. Karen spoke of Kevin Conway, one of the first Australians to lose his life in Vietnam. His dad once ran the local boat hire here in Beachmere, and the family name is still part of the Beachmere collective memory. Then there was Ken Richards, who came home and poured his energy into the sports ground that many of us continue to enjoy today. They remembered Norm Chuvler, who returned from service and immediately set about giving back. He started Beachmere's Neighbourhood Watch and kept it running faithfully for 30 years. They thought of Keith Waldron. Keith was always there at services, guiding school children in the proper way to raise the flags. It's a small act, but it's a memory that has left a lasting impression. And of course, they listened to Bob O'Connor at this year's service. Bob did his tour of duty with 3RAR at the ripe old age of 27 back in 1967. He still hasn't stopped serving. He was one of the sub-branch presidents, and to this day he visits fellow veterans at Greenslopes Hospital, offering care and compassion where it's needed most. What strikes Karen, as it always does, is how these men carried on serving long after their time in uniform. They gave so much in Vietnam, and yet when they came home, they gave again. Many did not receive any recognition for their service, but neither did they seek it. That's what Karen finds so remarkable. Service doesn't end when the conflict ends or when the uniform is folded away. Those who serve, whether in the Defence Force or first responders or in other ways, carry something within them. A readiness to step forward, a willingness to put others first before themselves. Our Vietnam veterans faced hardships, sacrifice and loss, and yet when they returned, they chose to keep giving. Quietly, steadily, without fuss. Their sense of duty never left them. Karen feels so grateful living in a community shaped and strengthened by their example. They have been remembered in the Beachmere Collective Memory Book series and is something she hopes to expand on further in the future. Lest we forget.
It's been a week of anniversaries, the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, as well as Vietnam Veterans Day. Neither are celebrating war. We remember the sacrifices and the horror of war. Karen Warwick, author and historian, keeping our community connected and informed. Listen again on the 101.5fm.com.au website.